What's going on, Wildcat Nation? This is the Purple Project Podcast. Once again, Eddie Greer here in prime time. He's recording this on Monday night, November 29th, 2021, the second to last day of the month of November. And this focuses on football. This will be up at its normal time tomorrow morning. The transfer portal is hot and stunning. In a stunning move, which I'm sure we'll definitely get into more of that on the weekly edition of the podcast this week, as K-State's season came to close over the Thanksgiving weekend there, falling to a 4-7 Texas team. Like I said in the weekly edition in episode 72, if you have not checked it out, please do that. Subscribe. That starts with you guys, Wildcat Nation, if you're part of K-State Nation or you love podcasts, college podcasts in general, make sure you are subscribed. You're more than welcome to subscribe to the podcast, where you're going to get pretty much a lot of content, whether it's a daily or a weekly edition of the podcast that we close in at the end of the calendar year. But damn, Lincoln and Riley sent shockwaves to Big 12 Nation yesterday with his move. He just darted. Obviously, coming off the loss to the in-state rival Oklahoma State. Oh, by the way, Oklahoma State will be taking on Baylor in the Big 12 championship game. Lincoln Riley was kind of up front, leading the charge with Oklahoma going to SEC. Well, he jumped ship. He's going to the Lane Pac-12 and taking over the USC job. And boy, that has everybody fired about that. More than likely, don't hit the door on the way out. On top of that, but a lot on that. And that's really, obviously, you know, Oklahoma and Texas, I don't want to steer this too far, but I'll do my best I can to get it back in the direction I want to talk about. Is Oklahoma and Texas are already on their way out. They already got accepted to the SEC, which their plan was 4 years out. But it could be sooner than that, and it should be sooner than that. But yeah, Lincoln Riley was kind of leading that charge of getting Oklahoma into the SEC. Well, now you're jumping ship, and maybe maybe because you've been in these Big 12 title games throughout most of his coaching career over down in Norman, and now you got knocked out by your in-state rival, and you're jumping ship already. So, and you used to be in the college football playoff where you got your ass spanked. So, you know, I'm sorry to get all this time, but I had to get it off my chest a little bit. Oh, you're going to hear a little bit more from me and my co-host Alex later on this week. Oh, we're going to get our takes off because with the way K-State lost to Texas, again, there's really no excuse. I said it last week. I'll say it again. I'm going to say it again. This upcoming episode, there's no excuse to be 4-7, lose to a 4-7 bulk up, especially the offensive coaches really botched this up for sure. So there's a lot of blame to go around. It was not the player's fault. Definitely, offensive coordinator's fault on this one. And Courtney Meskim, oh yeah, you've been on our hot seat for the last year and a half here on the Purple Project Podcast. It's time for you to go, son. And there's no way around it. That's just another episode. It's definitely going to come on this week on the Purple Project Podcast. But other news, big news surrounding football. One guy who transferred in from the transfer portal, from the JUCO portal, now it's entering the transfer portal, and the other guy who's been playing a critical impact on his team, Joe Irvin. They both tweeted at Joe Irvin. I'm talking about Joe Irvin and Tyrone Howe, which I kind of had high hopes on in the offseason on this podcast. They're going to hit the transfer portal. I don't know if it's going to be right now, me and my coworkers were talking about that earlier today during our lunch break about that. Are they going to be able to allow to play or not? And in my opinion, they shouldn't be. Then you make an announcement like that, see ya. I mean, I'm sorry to be brutal where it is, but you know, Joe Irvin's been more of an impact player then unfortunately Tyrone Hallett is. Tyrone Hallett's numbers this year, he has not even seen end zone yet. And not going to, because you're hitting the transfer portal. In K-State, we're going to the bowl game. You could have just waited this out. But instead, you make the announcement after, obviously, you lost. Maybe feelings got hurt a little bit after that game, but I would just wait it. You guys are going to a bowl. What are we doing here? I just don't understand it. Joe Irvin's getting a lot more. Obviously, Joe Irvin's missed time this year due to wherever. Obviously, one of those games was due to sickness, and the other didn't make the trip to Austin, and you were badly missed. So I just don't know. This is gonna be a lot of stuff to get off my chest later on this week. I don't know. But Joe Irvin, he's been in a big part, at least, I thought of this offense. Yes, you're the number two to Deuce Vaughn. But Joe Irvin, 64 carries, 322 yards. He's averaged 5 a carry, longest run this year, 22 yards, 2 touchdowns. Tyrone Howell, only 7 catches this year, 98 yards, no touchdowns. He averaged 14 a catch. So he obviously, you know, he feels just like all these mega deals that's going on in Major League Baseball right now, which I am bracing for the negative on my team's part, mostly anyways. You've seen all these mega deals right now that's going on. It's really started last night in Major League Baseball that are really free agency hitting. And you see these mega-ass deals. Excuse my language. It's really that. Joe Irvin really kind of puzzles me that, because you're mixing up with Deuce. That's been a good 1-2 punch this year. That really surprised me there. Tyrone Howe, that didn't really surprise me as much as Joe Irvin's announcement to the transfer portal. So I would have waited till after the bowl. I mean, we're going to the bowl game. Why couldn't you just wait it until the end? Why could he just waited until after the bowl game is over to make this announcement? That just mind boggles me. I just don't know. I question both of those announcements. Especially you're after bouncing back from a disappointing year last year, the COVID year last year into this year, you had a chance to beat Tech, and Joe Irvin wasn't even on the field, wasn't even in Austin. So that to me was, Joe Irvin was more surprising to me than Tyrone Howell. And you're probably going to hear me say this again later on this week when me and Alex get together to talk about more in extensive about the transfer portal again in the quarterback situation. That's a whole another mess. And then seeing Spencer Rattler going to the transfer portal as well, folks. So this has got really interesting. And K-State, for what it is, they need a quarterback. And I agree with John Kurtz. Even though, I mean, you recruited a 4-star with Jake Rubley, why develop it? What develop him? I don't know. There's just a lot of dumbness going on right now with the coaching staff and the way that they're developing these quarterbacks. Will Howard didn't even throw. I don't think he threw for over 80 yards. Okay, K-State Nation. I don't know if you guys are like me right now, kind of puzzled about the situation. But, I mean, there's going to be a lot of this. I mean, yes, K-State, they've improved. And you're going to hear more about that in the upcoming weeks. But, I mean, there are a lot of question marks right now. And this is going to be a huge, critical offseason for the K-State Wildcats in the football side of things. For the record, I don't want Spencer Rattler for playing with K-State. That's my opinion on that. So I'm going to put that out there right now. Even though he did announce his announcement today on Twitter that he's entering a transfer portal with his situation issue, he was a Heisman candidate, top Heisman candidate, falling hard because he's struggling. Caleb Williams on the scene. Caleb Williams almost single-handedly let OU to that comeback. And we're talking about a different scenario here. Caleb Williams makes that dramatic comeback for OU. You might not be talking about no Lincoln Riley going to USC. I mean, the dominoes effect crazy right now. So we're getting spicy already here on the Trophy Podcast, and unfortunately, that includes two of our guys hitting the transfer portal, and we don't even know where we're going to the bowl game. We haven't even played the bowl game. That's the frustrating part all about this. Why wait when you know you're going to a bowl game? Beats me. The Pro Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Yeah, I'm pretty, telling by my voice, I'm pretty fired up. Audio Boom, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Find us there. And a couple more outlets. Boy, there's so much content to get into. That's just, I could do a whole 2-3 episodes on some of the topics I've talked about. But the ladies are playing again tonight. On the basketball side, when this goes up, we're going to know who won the basketball game anyway. There will be a recap on that, and soon enough, there's going to be a recap on the men's win, even though they struggled a little bit yesterday afternoon. So, a lot more to come. Stay tuned, Wildcat Nation. Eddie Greer III. Appreciate you guys for tuning in, downloading, and again, please subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats! This is the Purple Project Podcast.